Good morning and welcome to the Men's Daily Briefing. This is Aaron Kemple. It's December the 9th, 2016. The title of today's article is Like Living Stones. I'm reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 5. As you come to him, a living stone, rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. I was researching the Giant's Causeway in Northern Ireland this morning. Maybe some reading this article are familiar with it, but I was not. My computer puts these random images of nature on my screen, and one came up today about the Giant's Causeway. It's fascinating. It led me to do some research on it, and I would encourage you to do the same. These basalt formations are amazing, as you can see on any picture of the Giant's Causeway. The stone columns are mostly hexagonal in shape. Some of the interlocking columns are almost 40 feet tall, from what I could gather. According to legend, this formation was made by the Irish giant Finn McCool as he built a bridge to cross the water and battle a Scottish giant. He apparently left a boot which turned to stone. There is a stone that looks like a boot there. According to science, and I say that quote-unquote, these formations were made 50 to 60 million years ago as a result of volcanic activity and erosion. By the way, there was an aggressive and militant push, I found out, to remove any creationist explanation of these rock formations from the exhibits in Ireland. The creationist view was relegated to a traditional religious belief, not a competing explanation at all. I look at these stones, and yes, please call me biased, but I see the glory of God's handiwork. How can you not see the order and design in the rocks? Various shapes are formed naturally by rocks and minerals depending on which elements make them up. Some may call that random. I call that design from the mind of the most amazing engineer ever. Like living stones. What's the point? I saw the Giant's Causeway as a collection of stones that make a monument to glorify the Creator. When we see the Church of Jesus Christ our Lord, it is a collection of living stones which glorify the Savior. You are a living stone, and it may seem ironic or weird to ascribe life to a lifeless thing, but we are building, according to Peter, a spiritual house, not a physical house. This house is not made of brick and stone, but of spirit-filled beings. We have been called out of darkness and death into God's marvelous light, 1 Peter 2:9. He breathed life into what was lifeless. Our existence as a church, an assembly of saved people, is a monument testifying daily to the grace and power of our Creator and Savior. If you are a Christian, then you are a part of something very special, much more breathtaking than a rock formation in Northern Ireland. Take time today to thank God for being a living stone in his spiritual house. Thanks and have a great day.